What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. All right, guys, today I'm going to share with you how to calculate and track your net worth. And what I'm going to share today is probably one of the most important personal finance rituals of your life. And I first got this in my early 20s. When I did, I created a ritual for myself where I would track and update my net worth every 3 months, every quarter. Today, I track and update it every 6 to 12 months because I really got and understood that this number, your net worth, is the most important number when it comes down to your wealth and your financial abundance. And what I want you guys to understand is that it's not about how much money that you make. It's about how much money that you get to keep and what you do with that money, accumulating assets and building up your net worth. Because you can make a lot of money, and I think we should all strive to make more money, which is great, but that does not mean that you're worth a lot of money. You can make $1 million in a year, but that does not mean that you're worth $1 million. Because you can make $1 million in a year, but you could also be spending $1 million in a year. And in some cases, some people, they make a lot of money, but they're not worth anything. That they're just using that the money that they make to pay for their lifestyle and their expenses, and they're not actually getting ahead. And the mindset here is you want to accumulate assets and eliminate, you know, liability as much as possible. You want to accumulate assets that can then provide a passive income for you so that that's growing. As you continue down this path of working throughout your life, you know, I see a lot of people, for example, they work their whole life till they're 60, 65 years old, but they got nothing to show for it. They haven't accumulated any assets. And it's like, what were you doing? Like, what were you doing working all these years for 40 years of your life if you got nothing to show for it? So if you're putting in this time, if you're building a business, if you're going to a job and you're making money, step one is making it, but step number two, what's more important, is what you do with it. And you got to learn how to manage money. And if you don't already know how to manage the money that you currently have, then more money is not going to solve your challenge financially. You know, that's why a lot of people, they can win the lottery, they can win $1 million, but they don't know how to manage what they've already got, so they end up spending it and losing it, and they get, you know, they end up not much further ahead. And in a lot of cases too, I've seen people that don't make much money, but they're smart with the money that they make. They invest it, they save it, they make smart decisions with the money that they have, and they end up getting further ahead than someone that might have been making more money than them on a per year basis. So this is the mindset. This is what I focus on. It's the money that I make. Great. I make a lot of money. I do well, but it's what I do with that and investing that, accumulating more assets, and ideally having your assets be able to provide a passive income that could then support your lifestyle, and you essentially become financially free. And I've already shared a little bit about that in some previous videos, but I want to dive into this ritual for you guys to first know what your net worth is. Regardless of where you're starting from, you got to know what that number is. Okay, you got to track this on a regular basis. I first started doing this every 3 months, and when I was starting out, I didn't have many assets, I didn't have many liabilities, so it's very easy and simple for me to do this. Today, I do it about every year or so because I have so many more assets and liabilities, and it's a lot more complex than it used to be. But I would track this just by using an Excel spreadsheet. Okay, an Excel spreadsheet, and I'll show you guys how you guys can do it. So what is your net worth? Your net worth is your assets minus your liabilities. Okay, that's what equals your net worth. Your assets are what you own, and your liabilities are what you owe. Okay, so very important. Of course, you want to focus on accumulating more assets, and you know, you can have some liabilities. We'll talk about that a little bit, but you know, assets are where it's at. That's what you want to accumulate the most of. Okay, so what you're going to want to do is go through all of the assets that you have. Okay, all the assets and examples of assets. I'll use a different color for this. And again, I'd recommend tracking this in a spreadsheet, but first and foremost would be cash, okay? And by the way, cash could be in your checking account. You might have another one, you know, just for your savings. Any investments that you have. So for example, if you have stocks, stock portfolio, you might have mutual funds. You might have real estate. You might have a business, right? That's an asset. You could even, you know, add in your car. You could even, you know, take it as far as different equipment that you might have. You know, maybe you have some really expensive camera equipment or a boat or other assets that you might own, okay? But those are things that you own that have value. And what you'd want to do is you want to calculate and put inside a spreadsheet exactly where you're at with each of these. So just for simple math purpose, I'll just kind of write out a few things. Let's say that the amount of cash that you have is $5,000. The amount of savings that you have is $20,000. Maybe you've got a stock investment portfolio of $10,000. Maybe you've got 10 grand in a mutual fund. Maybe real estate. And when it comes to real estate, you want to calculate the equity, the principal, okay? Because the mortgage, if you're borrowing money from a bank or a lender, that's actually going to be a liability. So let's say that you determine the equity of the property that you have is $50,000. And business is also an asset. It can be a little bit harder to track because what you got to understand is what something is worth is going to be based on what someone's willing to pay for it. Okay, and the same thing goes with real estate. You might get an appraisal on a property that you have, and they might determine that it's worth, you know, $200,000. It might be worth that, but if no one's willing to pay that amount for it, then it's really not worth it. You know, it's going to be worth if someone maybe is willing to pay $150,000. That's what the worth is going to be determined by. So you can get a general idea of it, and same thing goes with your business too. There's many different ways to evaluate the value of a business. A simple and conservative way could be taking the net profit on a monthly basis, calculate that by maybe 10 months, for example. So if your business makes you $10,000 a month net profit, then maybe someone would pay $100,000 for it. Now, the value of a business also depends on whether or not you have a brand. That's why I often recommend for people, if you're building an online business, build a brand. A brand is going to be worth so much more. There's brands out there exist that don't actually even make money, but because they have a following or a user base or customers, then it's actually worth a lot. You know, for example, Amazon is one of the biggest brands in the world, but they actually don't really make much money every year. They don't show much of a profit, but it doesn't mean that they're not worth a lot. They're worth a lot because of their brand and a lot of different factors too. So do the best that you can. The goal here is not to be perfect. Obviously, when it comes to, you know, business, it's based on what someone will pay for it. But maybe you determine that you've got a business that is worth 50 grand. And again, your car, if you own that, you'd want to put in the equity value that you have for that. And again, that's going to be based on what you could sell it for. So maybe you determine that you could sell your car for, I'll just make it simple, $20,000, okay? So what you want to do, you have all your assets, you want to add it up, okay? So let's do some quick math here. 50, you got 100 grand, 140, 160, $165,000. Okay, that's your assets. Now that does not mean that that's your net worth, because maybe you might have some liabilities. So liabilities, you're going to want to write down, what do you owe? So for example, you might have a student loan. Or you might have a mortgage. You might have a line of credit. You might have a car loan. You might have credit card debts. Okay, so you also want to calculate that. So maybe your student loan is $20,000. Maybe your mortgage is, $200,000. Maybe you got a line of credit for $10,000. Maybe your car loan is $20,000. And maybe you got a credit card debt of $5,000. Okay? Again, you want to calculate this. So quick math, $200,000, $220,000, $230,000, $250,000, $255,000. Okay. Now, to determine the net worth, what you'd want to do is take your assets and subtract it by your liabilities. So in this case, this would actually be a negative net worth. Let me calculate this one really quick for you guys. Because this is a situation where you owe more than you actually own, which is not good. I'm not the best at math, but this would be actually a negative $90,000 net worth. Okay, so even though someone could be making a lot of money and doing really well, you could be making $100,000 in a year, but at the end of the day, if you net worth is at a negative, and meaning if you were to sell all this and all that, you'd actually be worth negative $90,000. So that's why this number is really what matters the most. And this is the number that you got to focus on growing and really building your wealth. Now, of course, long term, you would obviously pay off these liabilities. You pay off your student loan, you pay off your mortgage, you pay off all this stuff. And you continue to build up your assets. You can continue to accumulate more. And ideally, you'd maybe accumulate more stocks or real estate or businesses or different things that could then provide passive income for you. Things that actually appreciate in value versus something like a car would actually depreciate in value as time goes on. So that's the mindset you got to have. And the way that I track this in a spreadsheet, let's make it simple for you guys. And by the way, this video today, guys, is not planned at all. I'm just making up these numbers as we go. And I think, just so happened we came at a negative net worth, which is actually useful because a lot of people are actually at a negative. And it's not a good thing, guys. You got to be focused on how to accumulate more assets. But what I would do is if you had a spreadsheet, so what I would do is put assets here, okay? And again, you'd put your cash here, you'd put your real estate, stocks, etc. And then down here, you'd have the total, put that number in there, and then you do the same thing with your liabilities.
liabilities down here. Okay, so you list whatever they are here, and you have your total. Great. And then in the spreadsheet, what you want to do is here, put the date so that you can track it every quarter. All right? So let's say you do August 30th, 2017, and then maybe you're going to track, you know, the next time every, you know, every few months. Maybe the next time that you do it is October 30th, 2017. And then maybe the next time that you do it is January 30th, 2018. And then the next time that you do it is, March 2018, and et cetera. And the main goal, guys, is that you want, again, this, your net worth, the total number, to increase. That every time that you're making smart decisions with your money, you're getting further ahead. You're building that net worth. And, guys, I've been doing this, like I said, since my early 20s. I started off, guys, when I was at a negative. You know, I had debt. I didn't have much money. I didn't have a lot of assets. But I understood this. And so I totally changed the way that I was thinking with my money. I started accumulating more assets and saving more money, putting money aside, and then using that money to build my business and invest in myself in different ways so that I could accumulate more money. And then taking that money and buying more liabilities. And I would see every 3 months, that I would do this, it would slowly climb. And at the beginning, it's very slow. At the beginning, you might not have a lot of disposable cash, right? You might just be putting aside $100 a month here and there. It might be slowly increasing, or you might be slowly paying off those liabilities and the debt that you have. But just seeing that increase as time goes on, and then as you start making more money and more money, then there's a lot more that you can do with it. And if you guys see my goals reports, what I'm more concerned about tracking is my overall net worth and tracking my, for example, you guys know I got my stock investment portfolio where the money that I make, because I've got a very low expense business and I've got great profit margins, I'm able to take a lot of that and then invest it and save it and make smart decisions with it. I'm not running a business that is at a deficit. I'm not running a business that's just barely getting by. That's not a business. That's not a lifestyle. That's not a situation that you want to have. And so knowing this, you might have to decide that you have to actually cut out some expenses that you might have. You might have to change your lifestyle so that you can get further ahead in this way. But the ultimate goal, guys, is that time goes on, you want that to increase and you want to actually have something. You actually want to be worth something because that's what's going to determine your financial wealth more than anything else. So I recommend, guys, that you guys track this. Like I said, every quarter is a great way to start. You can also track, you know, maybe every year or so, but I found that the more that you manage something or the more that you measure something, the easier it is to manage it, and the more awareness that you have, the more you're going to focus on it. And so I like doing it a little bit more frequently. But take with what this with you will, guys. Hopefully this can provide some value to you and help you understand the mindset and create a new ritual for yourselves when it comes to creating financial wealth and abundance. I'm going to be going more in depth into financial abundance and financial freedom in my Life Mastery Accelerator. We've got a live training session coming up in the next few weeks where I'm going to be going deep into understanding how to manage money and what to do with it and some of the strategies that I do and the mindset that I have when it comes to creating wealth and abundance. And I think this is one of the most important things that I do in my life. Because, you know, I've seen so many guys that make money online or they make money in their job. And often people are really impressed by that. And they're like, oh, wow, that's great. That guy's making a lot of money, you know, in their salary or whatever it is. But again, that's not the number that I pay the most attention to. You know, I don't really necessarily care about the gross revenue of something. It's more about the net and then what you do with that. And so I think a lot of people, they can get good at making money, but they're not that great at investing it and knowing what to do with it. So I want to go deeper into that to educate people in my Life Mastery Accelerator. So if you guys are part of that, then look for that coming out pretty soon. But I want to thank you guys for watching this. And again, hopefully this is giving you some value today, and hopefully some of you implement this into your life. If you guys enjoy this video, leave a thumbs up, subscribe for more videos. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes.
And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.